This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. British lawmakers rejected the government's Brexit deal for a third time on Friday, leaving the UK facing the prospect of a chaotic departure from the European Union in just 2 weeks, with political leaders in turmoil and the country ill-prepared. The U.S. is keeping a close watch on the developments in Britain, and President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. is eager to make a trade deal with Britain post-Brexit.
People who worry about the UK crashing out of the European Union, that's the phrase they use, they're going to crash right into the United States. We're standing here waiting to make a trade deal with a United Kingdom independent of the European Union. I don't want to get into the specifics of what's been going on in the House of Commons, but I can say unequivocally that President Trump is eager for the will of the British people to be carried out, and he's even more eager to do a trade deal.
The British government has until April 12th to tell the EU what it plans to do next. It must either cancel Brexit, seek a longer delay, or crash out of the bloc without a deal. UK lawmakers plan to hold a series of votes Monday in an attempt to find a new plan. The Venezuelan capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time. Friday evening, Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts earlier this month, and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve a debilitating standoff in what was once one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. Meantime, President Trump weighed in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big fat mess, on a day when White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. For more news, you can always join us here at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Aid agencies in central Mozambique are recovering more bodies in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai, and now 138 cholera cases have been detected in the city of Maru. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
Aid agencies in the port city are scaling up their operations to feed the hungry and treat the sick. But aid agencies are also finding more bodies, says Mozambique's Land and Environment Minister, Celso Correa.
In terms of a number of loss of lives, we have increased to 493. This is because we're getting information from the villages that we didn't know before. Our main concern now is to make sure that we avoid an outbreak of cholera. So we will be vaccinating 800,000 people.
More than 130 cases of cholera have been reported in Beira so far. Meanwhile, areas of Mozambique's cyclone-ravaged coast remain cut off by flooding that left many homeless.
VOA's Mohamed Youssef reporting. The White House says American and Chinese trade negotiators made progress during candid and constructive discussions in Beijing Friday and will continue talks here in Washington next week. Two sides are working to strike a deal to lift 8-month-old tariffs affecting $250 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. and about $110 billion of American exports to China. The U.S. is demanding deep changes to Chinese industrial policy, including an end to large-scale state intervention in markets, subsidies for various industries, and policies that force foreign companies to transfer technology to their Chinese partners. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or even months. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department is preparing a redacted version of the special counsel's 400-page confidential report on the Russia investigation for Congress. AP correspondent Mike Grassio reports.
Attorney General William Barr has informed the chairman of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees that he will submit to Congress a version of the special counsel's Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Representative Gerald Nadler on Friday. Special counsel Robert Mueller concluded his investigation and submitted his confidential report to Barr on March 22nd. In his summary of the Mueller report, Barr said the special counsel did not find a criminal conspiracy between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Mike Grassia, Washington.
On Sunday, Turkey holds critical local elections with control of the country's main cities up for grabs. With inflation soaring and recession threatening, the election may pose President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's biggest challenge. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in heading to Washington next month for a summit with President Trump on the North Korean nuclear diplomacy. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.